Time now for sports with Jared Sleppy.
The Oaks football team falls to 0-2 after a 26-6 loss at Harvey. The Stout Hornets defense allowed less than 200 yards to the Tornado offense. Junior quarterback Xavier Vossler went 11-for-23 in this game with 92 yards, no touchdowns, and an interception. He left the game in the fourth quarter with an apparent injury. David Schmitz on the ground went 15 carries, 54 yards on the day, averaging 3.6 yards per rush. Trey Scoglin, the sophomore, had the only touchdown of the day, being a 5-yard touchdown in the third quarter. Joey Heim led the day in receiving with 5 catches for 53 yards and a touchdown. Oaks is next in action on Friday against Oak Grove as the district play starts at 7 o'clock from Cummings Field. Pregame will be right here on KDDR at 6:30 with myself on the call. And the Oaks volleyball team will have their first home game of the regular season. The Lady Tornadoes will take on Lisbon at 7:30, pregame starting at 7:15 right here on KDDR. And the Minnesota Vikings fell 28-25 against the Kansas City Chiefs over the weekend. Kirk Cousins goes 5-for-7 with 57 yards, and Kellen Mond goes 16-for-23 with 196 yards, no touchdowns, and one interception. The star of the day for the Vikes was A.J. Rose, who had 6 carries, 41 yards, and 2 scores, including a 32-yarder. And for the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes seems to be in midseason form as he goes 8-for-9 with 117 yards and 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. The Minnesota Twins were able to defeat the Milwaukee Brewers in the series as they take 2 out of 3 games, but were unable to get the sweep on Sunday. All the scoring came in the first half of the game as the Brew Crew came out to a 6-0 run in the top of the fourth, and then the Twins responded with 2 runs of their own thanks to a 2-run bomb by Miguel Sano in the bottom of the fourth. Griffin Jacks picks up the loss as he goes 5 innings, gives up 6 hits, 6 earned runs, 3 walks, and gets 5 strikeouts, and the bullpen completes the final 4 innings without giving up any earned runs and just 1 walk with just 3 hits. The Twins are back in action today with the only early game as they'll be taking on the Detroit Tigers in Detroit at 1:10, with pregame starting at 12:30. And college football resumed at the NCAA Division 1A level on Saturday as Illinois defeated Nebraska by a score of 30-22 in Champaign. Brandon Peters got the start for the Fighting Illini, but he left the game due to a nasty leg injury in which Archer Sitkowski came in. Former Rutgers quarterback was 12-for-15 on the day, 124 yards and 2 scores. Sitkowski at the University of Rutgers had 4 touchdowns and 18 interceptions in his freshman season. As for the dark horse Heisman candidate, apparently, Adrian Martinez, he went just 16-for-32 with 232 yards and a touchdown with no interceptions. College football action resumes on Thursday as Boise State takes on UCF and Ohio State takes on Minnesota. This has been your sports. I'm Jared Sleppy for NewsDakota.com.